That's all they know to say.
Yeah, well, if they've been going together for a long time and all of a sudden she did what? She just...
Well, they didn't go together so long then, you know, maybe because I said kids like anything. If they'd go together, maybe she'd say, well, I'm just tired of him. I'm not going with him. Or he'd say the same thing about her, you know.
I see.
And everything.
And maybe they were engaged and all of a sudden she, if a couple was engaged, all of a sudden...
Well, you know, they didn't do that so much then. When they generally was engaged and they'd always married. Well, sometimes maybe they wouldn't, you know. But again, another thing to do, because they didn't see each other like to do that. Sometimes it'd be, it'd always be a week before you see each other, you know, or maybe 2 weeks if you live very far apart before he'd come to see you or anything like that, you know.
When you say married, any funny ways folks would say married, they say, well, they finally
hitched up, that's the main thing. And of course, everybody married at home then, you know, there wasn't no church weddings or anything then.
Really?
No.
Well, the man, well, tell me about weddings. Would they have a man who stood with the groom?
No, they didn't have nothing but just a preacher or the justice of peace.
I see.
Yeah, they married at home. You know, they didn't have nobody, no bridesmaids or nobody stood up or give you a wedding or nothing, anything like that.
Yeah.
When I come on.
Now, was there something sort of maybe, anything after the wedding?
Oh, yeah, maybe they'd have supper after, but whoever, the girl's friend's father, they'd have supper. But see, wouldn't be so many people like it is now when you say there's a wedding. They'd just few in the community, you know, would come. And when they'd get through, why, they'd have that. And you know what, honeymoon, I mean, taking a trip, you know, you stayed at home, or either you went to his mother and father and stayed home. And if you had a home, they generally had a little home where you was going to live, and you just went off that little home.
Now, would maybe the community gather around at night sometime or and start shooting off their
not when I come on. They didn't have nothing like that, like, you know, to do that.
What did they call that? Did they ever have that?
No, I never don't to have that. You know,
maybe something would, some people would get together and go around the bride and groom's house and...
It's kind of serenade. They call it serenade. If you went to your own home, they come around, they know things, they'd say, well, we're going to serenade the new bride and groom, you know, and everything.
I see.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, that's all it was to it. If they just went to that, if you went to your own home where you was going to live, well, they just come down and maybe kind of knock on the door and do things, you know, like that and things. Or maybe then you'd tell them to come on in. They'd come in, you'd serve them. Maybe something to eat, you know, something like that. And that would be all they'd do, anything.
Would they ever get around and shoot off their guns outside?
No, I don't know if they were shooting off any guns.
They ever remember coming around and
They'd be on some tin pans or something like that, or a bucket of tin pans or a bucket or something like that, you know.
What did they call when they did that?
Well, they just called if they're going over to visit the new bride and groom, you know. But they didn't really call it anything, you know.
Shivering, did they ever?
No, I don't think they ever called it that.
It was a serenade.
Yeah, just kind of serenade. They were going over to serenade the new bride and groom.
I see.
And when anybody got married, most of the time, in that time, the girl's father always give them, she'd always give them generally 100 acres of land and a horse and a cow. That's what you got.
Yeah.
And you could get on that, you know, and you made your own living and everything.
Yeah. Some people after high school, they go on to, after they're through with high school, you might go on to...
Child, when I come on, there wasn't no high school hardly.
Yeah.
You know, it went now. Of course, later on, they had high schools and things, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid and grew up, they didn't have no high school. You only went to school 3 months a year. And sometimes you walked 3 and 4 miles to that school. You know, the people that live further than we did, because we happen to live closer to the school than a lot of children live.